Welcome everyone to an all new episode of Thick Ass Threes. I am your host, Cornell Feltman. I'm back with the boys, Stephen J. Miles, Coach Bobby Terry, and of course we have Stanley Allen. An all new episode happening now. Let's go.
Hey, welcome to an all new episode of Thick Ass Threes podcast here on, what is this, Anchor. Today's going to be a little different. We have a new driver of this ship here. This is your man, your youthful curmudgeon, Steve Miles, running the show today. Just a little information we need to get out there so everybody knows and follow us. Our podcast is hosted on Anchor with all episodes available on Spotify. If you don't have Spotify, which you should, it's a good app, everybody should have it. But if not, click the link on our IG page or go to anchor.fm/thickest3s to create an account. It's quick and easy. Hey, a kid can do it. But look, today, I'm leading the ship. I'm excited. I'm running the show.
Nice.
Oh, lastly, before we go, some more business that we need to get take care of so you guys can be with us and follow us. Make sure you follow us on all major platforms, social media platforms, that is IG, Twitter, and TikTok, as Thick as Threes. Quick thing, I thought we had OnlyFans going. I thought Coach Bobby was going to be out there with his chest out. No?
Coach, he's married now.
Toes.
He can't
toes.
You have your toes out. There's toes definitely out. A feet thing that's happening right now. But
We're working on that?
We're working on it, but what's it called again?
OnlyFans.
They won't let us on for some reason.
Okay, well, doesn't matter.
Podcast.
Doesn't matter. We're on all your majors. We're on your social media majors. Cool. We're on IG, Twitter, and TikTok as Thick as Threes. Go follow us. Make sure you get on the ship with us.
There you go.
Let's get started. Let's go around the room, introduce everybody so we can remember. Once again, I'm the leader of the ship today. This is your youthful curmudgeon, Steve Miles. Everything you love, I more than likely can't stand it. And I'll continue to do that. Going to my right, let's go with Stan Allen. How are you, Stan?
I'm good. But I thought you was going to go to the co-captain. I figured Felton's the co-captain.
I'm comfortable. I'm on. Listen. Uh-uh. He going to get to me.
All right.
Get to you.
We'll get to the co-captain.
Are you asleep?
I'm good. Do I sound asleep?
Your eyes are closed.
Why are you worried about what my eyes
I'm
doing?
Just asking questions.
Captain.
Wow.
That's what I was about to say. Can we stand?
Yeah.
Let's go back. I'm running the ship
good.
Here.
I know. And I'm good.
Keep Steve's it moving. Okay. Up next, we got our coaches back in town.
Hold on. I didn't even say how I was doing.
My bad.
I'm doing. Come on, Captain.
I thought that was it. My fault. No, my bad, Stan. My bad, Stan.
I'm good. I've been here, you know, chilling, still living this COVID-free life. Be safe out there. Back to work.
Oh.
You know, coaching a little bit. It's good. It's good to be back. It's been a while since we all been in the room.
It has definitely been a while since we all been here, and it feels good. So the main important guy that's back, and to me, I haven't seen him in a long time, Coach Bobby Terry is back. He's a new married man, still can't ride a bike, but he's back.
Shots
How's
fired.
It going?
It's going great. I did briefly learn how to ride a bike last year, so I still think I can do that, maybe.
He said he ain't had a lot of practice.
I have not had a lot of practice. And as my man Steve Carell said, if you don't use it, you lose it. So I hopefully...
By riding a bike.
Professional.
You were the worst bike ride I've ever seen.
You haven't seen me.
I saw you.
You saw the practice runs.
It was the worst. Continue. I don't mean to jump on you.
It was bad. Christ.
Steve was bad, too.
I am back. I'm just a guy coaching basketball. I have some good news, I guess.
Talk to us.
My wife will allow it. She's throwing it out there in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
We are expecting a beautiful baby.
Oh, congratulations. Yep. I didn't know that.
Yep. Coming in December during the heart of basketball season. That's not good planning by me.
Yes. Congrats to Bobby. Bobby.
I appreciate people. That. Okay, yeah, appreciate yeah,
yeah.
that.
Absolutely. That's exciting stuff.
We'll know the gender. I do believe in genders.
Listen, can we talk? Can
I put, wait. We don't do that. It's too soon?
Yes. Don't say nothing, Captain. Let him go.
I didn't hear what he said. Steve said okay.
I didn't hear what he said.
Steve said okay.
That's too much.
No, what did he say?
He said he does his. We're not going to
Let's go, Captain.
Let's move on. Go ahead. Go ahead, Bobby. Continue.
We'll find out the gender soon, and I'll let everyone know. Feel free to spam boy and girl names for your convenience, and we'll figure something out.
Hey, whatever you do, don't name him Earl.
Earl,
yeah, it's just not right. It don't sound right.
Like from like the Dixie Chick song, Earl, like the guy right. they killed.
Manigault.
Listen,
anything but Earl.
Listen, Coach Terry, play the first 5 minutes for April. This was my idea. I said, don't know the gender yet.
Don't know the gender yet?
Don't know.
No.
They get an email with the gender. Send it to me.
Okay.
I'm the only one that knows it. At the baby shower in October. Then they find out.
Okay. Now let me tell you my experience with that. Here's what happened.
Okay, go.
With my daughter.
Talk to me.
We tried that.
Okay.
But my wife checked the email and knew the gender.
God.
Because she saw the email and said, oh, what is this? She thought it was something else, and it was what it was. So for the next 6 months, she played along as if she didn't know.
Oh, she knew the whole time?
She knew the whole time.
Oh,
you were at the baby shower.
I was there, but I didn't know that she knew.
She ruined. So now to this day, she knew. So if you're going to do that, you need to have all that specifically sent without any attachment to you guys. It needs to be more planning, because as you can see in the mouse house, we don't plan very well. We just kind of
so y'all want to know, but you don't want to know right now.
No, they want to know.
We definitely want to know.
Gotta know.
I told him not to know, but then he said he wants to know.
Like I told Cornell, you guys probably understand this.
The first one you gotta know.
Since she's been pregnant, she doesn't listen to me at all. It's wild.
Bobby, if you're married, they don't listen at all.
Well, she tricked me, because early on she was, you know, listening.
Yeah.
Now it's just nothing.
Stanley, are we sidetracked again?
Yeah.
Steve, get us back. Okay, my bad.
We need to move on. We need to move on.
Okay, we're going to move on. We're going to have.
She knows we love her.
We're going to have marriage counseling.
She was invited. Work should have been here.
We're going to have marriage counseling later with me.
She was.
Now, finally.
She's busy. Okay. She tells me she's busy. I have no say. I can't do anything.
Okay, finally. We'll go to our normal host, who's now co-captaining me.
Absolutely.
We'll go to Mr. Cornell Felton.
What up? Women in the building. What's happening?
What's going on with you?
Is this a demotion?
To who?
What do you mean? Steve stepped up. You're falling back?
No.
Sounds like a demotion.
No. Next time you're hosting.
Well, then you're third.
There it is.
And then Stanley will host, and then we'll put it on Instagram, who is the best host?
I'm not
the best host. And just like last time when we asked them who is their favorite podcaster in the Thickest Threes team, I won with it wasn't even close.
You voted for yourself.
I think you rigged.
I didn't vote for myself. It wasn't rigged. Coach Terry, you came in last. But anyway, let's talk about me.
Yes.
Listen, how are you? I'm doing well. I'm out here. Did a bike ride today. Today's Sunday. This won't go up for another day or two. But it was a great day. I got to ride with Coach Scruggs and Sean Ahern, who was the printer at DMVT's. We did the Crescent Trail down in Georgetown. It was a good time. We did about 20 miles. Coach Scruggs, Steve, as you know, was our assistant coach in high school. He's moving to Florida.
Say what?
He's moving to Florida.
Oh.
Stanley, he told me to tell you what's up.
He's really retired. He must be really retiring.
He's retired. He said he's moving to Florida, though. So he said he's going to...
Where's he going? Boca?
He's going to a place in Florida called the Villages.
Boca. He's going with all the old people.
Never heard of it. No. He said it's a retirement-type community, but it's between Orlando and Tampa.
Okay.
He's going to like the shade. He's going to like the Golden Girls area.
I don't know. He's selling his cars. He said the only thing that you drive on the
golf carts. Yeah, that's doing it.
Yeah,
so I want to do that.
He's Stanley. I told him we can store some boxes. He says he has a whole bunch of Sports Illustrateds from the 70s and the 80s.
Ooh, does he got the Playboy jump?
Once again.
Too much.
Okay. We're talking about Coach Scruggs. Yeah. So can you answer your own question?
Sorry, Chief Scruggs. You know how I do.
Coach Terry, he also said hello. Told him we were going to do the podcast, so he told me to say what's up to Stanley. He told me to tell you hello. And he said, how's Miles doing? Miles all right? And I said, Miles is doing okay.
That's my man. Yeah.
He also asked me to ask you, Stanley, what are you doing for exercise?
Exercise?
Yeah, I ain't put you out there.
He said, from the couch to work. From work to the couch. I climb the stairs, go up to the bedroom every now and then.
Anyway,
that sounds like nothing.
That's all I got going on.
That's all you got going on. Well, all right, we're going to take a quick break here, pay some bills. We'll be right back. Next Home Investment. Next Home is a family-owned real estate solutions company focused on providing homeowners in the DMV with solutions to all their concerns. Alan and Keisha Smothers will help you in all situations from divorce, foreclosure, death of a family member, and so much more. Their goal is to provide a win-win real estate solution experience. They provide cash offers and quick closing. That's Next Home Investment. You can find them online at nexthomeinvestment.net or give them a call at 202-802-0642. Next Home Investment.
Hey
And welcome back to all new episode of Thick as Threes podcast. This is your new host taking over for the day. This is Steve Miles, aka the youthful curmudgeon. We had some good talk just getting back in the mix with everybody. Hadn't seen all four of us together in a very long time, so it's good for us to get back in the mix and see what everybody's doing. Our first topic we're going to talk about, it's been hot in the news. We're going to talk about Alabama's head coach Nick Saban. This week he's had some, you know, interesting conversations about the NIL. Basically college football free agency. He threw a couple coaches under the bus who in turn replied to him, Jimbo Fisher of Texas A&M, and also my main man, prime time, Coach Prime, I do believe, Deion Sanders. He threw those guys under the bus saying they basically pay for players. Said Deion gives one kid $1 million, the number one recruit in the country. Said he paid him $1 million to come to the school. Just want to throw it around the table, see how everybody feels. We'll start with Coach Terry.
Ooh, first.
Yeah. my man, I missed you. I want to hear you.
I think the NIL, you know, it opened up a can of worms. I think it's a good thing that the players can get paid for their name and likenesses. The problem is, like, the basis of the rule says that boosters from your school cannot pay a player. So I think two things. I think Nick Saban is implying that really Texas A&M has a rich guy that's a booster that says, all right, $1 million, you're my you're a host for my car show commercial or something like that. The rumor at Jacksonville State with Deion, I think, is because he works for Barstool.
Don't be that guy. Jackson State. Not Jacksonville.
Yeah. What was that?
Okay. That's the white guy.
Moving on. Correction.
Jackson State.
Steve, good catch.
In the words of Ricky Smiley, correction is always good.
You know
good
why? Catch. I think because Deion turned down the Jacksonville State job. That's what I was thinking about.
Okay.
Sorry. Jackson State. I apologize good tremendously, catch, by
good
the way.
Catch. Good
don't,
catch.
Don't aggregators come at me.
Good catch.
Deion works for Barstool, so I think the rumor has been that in return, some way or another, Barstool is basically playing Travis Hunter, the number one recruit, $1 million. In all honesty, something happened because there's no way he should be at Jackson State over Alabama, Florida State, and all the big-time schools. So that's really the fine line of it. Did you guys hear Deion's take where he implied that that message really wasn't a shot to Jimbo Fisher or him, per se, but it was Nick Saban trying to get the message out to his boosters, like, hey, we need to pay some more.
Annie Up.
Annie Up. The great song, by the way. Mm-hmm. I don't really matter. Kids should make as much money as they can. Sell the jerseys, whatever they got to do.
Stan, how do you think? How do you feel?
What difference does it make who's paying who? Somebody's getting paid. They were getting paid illegally. Now they're getting paid legally. And if my company, Barstool Sports, or whoever, whatever company, Burger King, if I'm affiliated with them and they give the money to the kid comes to my school, so what? I mean, it's like Bobby said, you open a can of worms, let it do what it do.
So do you care if it's a booster at
I don't care who
Alabama paying?
I think everybody has their own boosters. They got money. It might not even the playing field, but it gets it closer to level. Mm-hmm. Like if a certain booster wants to pay a certain amount, you can frame it however you want as far as the kid's job or just marketing a certain organization or whatever. Just let them do what they do. Let it go.
Cornell?
I got no problems with it. I got no qualms. The only qualm I have is that this was not an option back in 2003. Mm-hmm. Not that I was in a position to get paid, but it would have been nice to know that it was an option. But what I did not know is the booster thing that you just said. What is that? That the school's boosters cannot pay?
So you are allowed to make money off your name and likeness. So if the school wants to put your jerseys like 32 Felton in the bookstore, the two people that buy it, Cornell,
wow, hold on for a second.
You get a portion of that.
Listen,
we're not going to talk about my jersey. We're not going to talk about my jersey.
Okay.
The sales pass.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
But I don't. Wherever, like, let's say Jeff Bezos went to Alabama. Jeff Bezos can't personally give them $1 million to be an Amazon spokesman or something.
But why?
Because it's a booster. It's cheating, per se. So that's the really the... But it's a gray area.
Yeah, that's definitely a gray area. Where's the money coming from, then?
That's coming from the boosters, but they don't want it to be known.
I know, but that's my whole point. Why? First of all, I don't think that Alabama was. It's considered snitching, right? Mm-hmm. Or not snitching, but calling them out or whatever the case may be.
What Saban did?
What Saban did? Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I think it's. I think what you got.
I think
what did he open his mouth for anyway? He's been buying players for years.
I'm sure there's
allegedly.
I'm sure. Oh, no, I'm sure they're going to open.
That's what because Dion pointed out. Dion said, "Hey, I'm the guy that knows where it's coming from. It's been coming from."
And I understand that. And I'm not sure why he said
Jimbo,
that.
Yeah, you think Jimbo don't know where the bodies are buried? Come on,
everybody.
He was an assistant. Everybody's.
That's what Jimbo was
implying.
That's
what he's saying. And Jimbo said that's why he didn't go back.
No, because it never knows his skeletons. We know where the skeletons are.
And that's why Jimbo said, I've never went back to work for him.
Yeah, but I still don't think that he was saying that. I just think that it was one of those things of our people need to step up so that we can get...
No. Did he say that?
He did not say that. I'm with you. I agree.
Even in a different way. Mm. You leave Jimbo and you leave any other coach. You know.
So your problem is that he actually... Name them. He called them out. Like the actual.
Call out the system. Yeah, you don't got to point at me. Hmm. I didn't make the system.
Do we all agree?
Point at me?
Do we all agree that all three of them are cheating?
Yes.
Everybody
school is cheating.
But see, now I don't even think it's necessarily cheating. It was cheating. Now it's just pushing kids in the right direction. Mm-hmm.
If rich people want to give 18-year-old kids that may or may not go pro money, go for it.
I don't have a problem with it at all. See, what do you think?
Me personally, I'm like you said, I wish they had this back in 2003 when I was in college. Mm-hmm. But I think, I mean, like I said, I just think there needs to be more black and white rules to about how they do this and more enforcement. I think right now it's kind of like the Wild Wild West. I think guys are just leaving, chasing the bag, as the youthful say, chasing the bag. And like I said, I just think we need more rules.
Well, it's the first year.
It's the first second first year. You know, so
second year's coming now.
Yeah, there's gonna be kinks.
It's gonna evolve.
Work it out.
It's gonna change. Exactly. Yeah. They're gonna work it out.
It's gonna get worse though.
It might.
Everything gets worse before it gets better.
Worse. All I care about is black and white. Mm. It's written down. This is what you can do. This is what you can't do. And move on.
Right. And then and also I think if wherever these kids are getting their NRL deals, I think there needs to be more transparency on how the process works as far as like where their money's coming from, where their contracts that they have, something where people can see it, and so there's less, I guess, quote unquote cheating that's going on. But again, they've been paying players for years. I'm just happy now that student athletes are able to make some money off of their name and likeness. I think at the bigger programs, it's going to be off the scales of how much kids can make compared to a smaller school such as my college, American University, or Cornell Sanford University. But you know, I still like that, you know, kids are able to win and get some money. Like I remember I got
hold on,
$50 check.
I was about to say,
it's old and done. What's the Ed O'Bannon case when Ed O'Bannon had the thing
in video game?
I got an $80 check or something from the action suit because I was in one of the video games for American University. No, number five.
What was your overall ranking?
Are you a paid athlete?
Huh?
What was your overall ranking, you think?
I was a 74, I remember.
Oh, 74 is not bad.
Our team was like a 70. So we weren't very good. But
if your team's a 70, you're 74, you're the best player.
No doubt. I was in there. What are you talking about?
Yeah, back in the day, that was a rough time for me when they had that lawsuit and they ended. I was a gamer. And when they ended in the NCAA football the NCAA basketball, because they didn't want to pay these kids any money.
And that's what I'm most excited about. Can they bring the games back now?
Hell yeah. Can they get bring NCAA football? I'm back on.
Oh my God.
I got two things. I'm not a gamer. The players' names are not on the games anymore?
They stopped the games.
They stopped the games. They don't even make college video games anymore.
Why?
For that reason,
Cornell. The names were never. Shoots.
It was always a number, but it was a number. But the character looked like you, and it had your
red hair. You had a red hair.
No, that's college. That's high school days. College, I was more specific. I was
freshman year of college.
Hey, do you remember when you called me at like 6 o'clock in the morning? You told me to cut your hair. Oh,
was he emotional? Was he emotional?
Hey, guys, he was so emotional. With that being said, we have to pay some more bills. We have to pay some more bills. We will be right back with more Thickest Threes. We're back. I love that little ditty.
I don't know how much of that I caught, but I love that little ditty
we have now. So, all right. We just had a great conversation about the NRL. NIL. God, I can't. It's one of these things. I'm good. NIL. That's a tongue twister, ain't it? All right, now we're going to move on to what's going on right now in the NBA. The NBA playoffs are hot and heavy. They're hot and heavy. Last night. Oh, my God.
Stanley, what's going on? If you can't take it.
If you could see what just happened. All right. Let's lock in. All right, NBA. NBA playoffs. Last night, Celtics went down 2-1 to the Miami Heat. Jimmy Butler got hurt, but the Heat held on. Celtics, what's going on, Bobby?
I am a Celtics fan. The NBA playoffs are really weird right now, where every game, if not every other game, is a blowout in some way or another, or they're missing a key player.
That's right.
It's rigged. Wow. Okay, we'll go on that, I guess, later on.
Come on, you know, with the curmudgeon. Don't even worry about the curmudgeon. Keep it moving.
So, I mean, I'm still watching every game because I'm a hooper, but a casual fan, I could see why they're like, "Well, this is kind of lame." Like, second quarter, we're down 25. Now we made it a game; we cut it to one. But like you said, Jimmy Butler got hurt. Robert Williams didn't play for the Celtics. Lowry came back. Smart got hurt. Tatum got hurt. There's no like flow to the game. As a Celtic fan, I am worried. It seems like when the Heat want to turn it up defensively, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum forget how to dribble every now and then, which is amazing because they are really good players, but they just get sloppy with the ball. And the Celtics, if we don't have our guys, we're switching defense. So if we don't have our key five, then we're paying like Peyton Pritchard, who, again, love him because, you know, he's white. Can I say that?
Yeah. You can say whatever you want to say.
Thank you.
We can't get canceled.
But you know.
Can't get canceled.
As soon as he comes on the court, Jimmy Butler's like, switch. He's going to get an ISO, and then it's a bucket. It just is what it is. So it's just interesting. I have no feel for the series, to be honest. I don't know who's going to win because I don't know who's going to play the next game. It seems like if I had to put money on it, I'd pick the Warriors to win it all just because they got enough scoring, enough firepower.
To win the whole thing?
The whole thing.
Wait, the series or the whole thing?
They're going to beat the Mavericks, and okay, they're going to beat whoever's in the East, just because they have enough firepower. And, I mean, if Kevin Looney's scoring 20, everyone's in trouble.
Mm. Cornell. True. I know you don't watch hoop like that, so let's go to you to get your take.
Come on, man. I watched me a little bit of hoop. You know what I'm talking about? I only watched a little bit of it, though. I got to be honest. Did Marcus Smart come back?
He did. He came back. Stupid hair, though.
What is wrong with his hair?
Stupid. He got green tips because he had to braid it.
Hey, you remember Cornell's pandemic hair?
Oh, yeah. That was pretty bad, too.
Oh, no. I wasn't saying it was bad.
No.
I was just asking if you remembered it.
No. We'll talk about that at the end of the show. I'm going to bring that back up. Cornell's depressed hair.
Or the Andre the Giant onesie he was wearing.
I was not depressed.
That was Big E.
That was just me doing what I got to do to have my wig. Right. Cornell. Listen, I'm with Coach Terry. I think that Golden State is the best team. I think they got the best players. I think they have of the teams left. People are huge on Luka, and I think Luka's pretty good. But I'm not sure why people think he's such a great player. I mean, he can do it all: pass, dribble, shoot. He rebounds, triple double. But the game has changed, and the Golden State Warriors have the two best players that are able to do that. Klay and Curry. Shooting a three.
Klay.
That are able to do what?
Shoot the three. Shoot the deep ball.
I thought you were going to say Jordan Poole over
Jordan
Klay.
Jordan Poole been balling.
Jordan Poole has been playing very well. But I'm just talking about the way the game is going. Those guys, the whole team, those guys play a different game. And I think what they're able to do is just different. Consistent. And they do it consistently.
Is Luka the best left?
I think
in the playoffs right now.
I think playing right now, it's got to be Curry.
The best individual. Curry's the best player.
I think Curry's the best player right now. Currently, the
best player.
Yes. Left
player.
left.
I think is Luka or maybe Tatum.
No.
But the problem is Tatum was a dog last night. But I think the problem with Dallas is that it's a one-trick pony. I mean, it's Luka's got the ball 89% of the game, so you can like kind of key in on him. He's still going to get 35. I just don't think his role players are good enough.
But are we talking about the best player, or are we talking about the best player on the best team? Like,
no, the best player individual.
So it doesn't matter if they win or lose?
Correct.
Because, I don't want to be in that conversation. I think Curry is the best player still playing on the team that's going to win another NBA championship.
I agree that they're going to win. I think if you put the Warriors up against anyone, they have more top players than the other team, basically.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So even if Luka's number one, the Warriors have 2, 3, 4, 5, probably.
Actually, I take that back, Stan. If we're talking about a guy that can do it all, Luka's probably the best player left. Let's talk about rebounding, passing, assist.
Neither one of them can defend, though.
No.
Which Tatum can, kind of.
Nobody. Tatum's a bum. You take Tatum or Devin Booker?
Nobody plays defense in the NBA.
Over Devin Booker?
Yeah. Where's Devin Booker at?
Yeah.
That's what
Devin Booker, come on the podcast. You got nothing to do.
Ooh. Hey, our ratings would go up.
He is
that's
watching.
A question that's
your girl, too.
He's watching.
Not for me. Not for me.
For other not for me. Not for me. Steve?
Hey, man.
Not for Steve.
Not for Steve.
Stan. I look. What? But Stan, what's your take? Stan, let's go. Let's go to Stan. Stan, what you think?
Not who I would take out of them two?
No. Who the playoffs. Who do you see winning? What do you think about the Suns? I mean, Suns, they think.
I thought that the Bucks were going to win it, but they couldn't overcome not having Middleton. Now I would have to go with the Warriors.
Getting nice.
And after that, I think the Warriors are going to beat the Heat in the finals. I think the Heat are going to beat the Celtics. I think the Celtics are like that 1 year away from really turning it on. I think they started to turn it on after the All-Star break. And they've been playing well, but I think it ends here with the Heat.
But tonight the Warriors and Dallas, they play game three tonight. Warriors are up 2-0. So who do you have winning? Me, personally, I got the Warriors going through up 3-0 tonight.
Nah.
I got them going 3-0.
Nah, you got Dallas winning tonight?
I think
Dallas going to win tonight.
Steve, I'm confused. If you believe the NBA is rigged,
okay,
which I think you do, right?
Yes.
You think the NBA would let them go up 3-0?
Get over it.
It wouldn't make sense.
No, they want the extra games. They need to have that extra game in between.
But we want to get Steph Curry to the championship. Why are we waiting around?
Throw a game in there.
It's like WWE.
Who is we?
The league. It's like WWE. There's no long term booking here. We're getting it over with. Roman Reigns is fighting for the championship.
Is that played out or what?
Get our champion the belt so we can make money off him. Curry back on top.
Golden State, you think the league wants Golden State to win?
Yes. Curry has revolutionized basketball.
Okay.
Absolutely.
For the ratings, what would be the best finals? I would say Celtics Warriors, right?
Celtics? Yeah. No. Absolutely.
Like Miami's a really good team, but they're not fun to watch and they don't have any marquee players. Like Jimmy Butler's not likable. His game isn't like beautiful.
You saw the commercial.
But they have Pat Riley. They have Pat Riley.
You saw the commercial.
That's a great commercial. That is a great commercial.
Great commercial.
That makes me like him. That makes you like Jimmy Butler.
Made me like him a little
bit. No one likes Jimmy Butler. His teammates don't even like Jimmy Butler.
Hold on for a second.
Here's why I like Jimmy Butler.
Go ahead.
Hey, Philadelphia didn't like Jimmy Butler, Steve.
We're absolutely stupid. We are the stupidest franchise because we cut Jimmy Butler for Tobias Harris, and we hired Doc Rivers.
You had Doc Rivers. You hired him a long time
ago. So here's why I like Jimmy Butler. Because when he was in Minnesota, he said, "You guys suck. Give me the rest of the bench, and I'm going to whoop your ass in practice. That's what we're going to do." And after that, all the rookies and all the guys who are good, Cat and all those other dudes, folded like lawn chairs.
Can we go back to the commercial?
Speaking of that, we could have Andrew Wiggins versus Jimmy Butler in the finals. A little payback.
There it is.
Can we go back to the commercial?
Ratings.
Okay. What is the commercial?
Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, I never seen it.
Miller Lite commercial or something like that. I don't know. He's a beer commercial. He's on the plane.
He's on a plane and he gets on like the intercom and starts singing, "I only want to be with you."
What's he talking about?
Oh, it's in reference to the Olympics. When Jimmy Butler was on the team with like Carmelo and Kyrie and them, there's like a camcorder video where one of them plays like the Vanessa Carlton song or whatever, and they're all singing. It's like a white
pop. I know, but what is? I don't understand.
But it's him. It's him showing personality because he always looks like Steve. He looks like a curmudgeon, angry guy. all about getting a W, whooping ass. He looks like me.
Do we ever know what happened with him and the coach during the timeout when they were getting after it?
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's the big game, but
heated the game. They got into it. Jimmy Butler wanted the ball. Spoelstra said something he didn't like. Then he sent Udonis. And that, and with that, that segues over to my next thought here.
Talk to me. Keep it going.
Why does the NBA now, is it a thing now that NBA has like goons as like in hockey? It seems like every team has a dude who's just a jerk.
A goon?
Like for the Warriors, they have Draymond Green. He's just a...
Wait a minute, Draymond Green is an all-star.
But he, his antics... Allegedly. His antics, his just yelling at the refs, just bitching all game. Like, at what point do you say, this is too much energy, let me stop doing this?
You
like,
don't.
It's who he is.
But then,
who he
is. But then you have...
It's like wrestling. It's entertainment.
But then the Celtics have Marcus Smart. He does the same thing. Just bitches and moans and yells. And you saw him last night pull down PJ Tucker, who's the Heat's goon, who does nothing but just fouls and just does nonsense. And then Dallas has their goon. What's the black with the
funny hair with the green tip?
Reggie Bullock.
He got the pterodactyl wing on the top.
Everybody has a persona.
Everybody has
it. Look at Pat Beverly.
Hey, Jen was like, "What's wrong with that
dude?" Pat Beverly's great.
Are we going?
But nobody
acts
like that dude.
But
Pat Beverly's great. But he's an actor. He's an actor. He's not a hooper. He's a hooper. He's great. I'd love to have him, you know. But he's an actor. He's not who he portrays to be.
I don't think any of them.
Like he ain't built like that. He up there acting, running around like he that dude.
On TV or on the court?
On both. The TV and the court. He act like he that dude. And if he ran into a real life situation, that motherfucker be running and cowering with the rest of them.
Oh, he's soft like that?
But I can't.
Not who he portrays to be. Look at him.
But Pat, would he strap you up though? You
strap
and
him
and you're
in my prime?
Lockdown.
In your prime?
I dare him to step in front of me with that antics all pushing up on
he's
somebody.
A pro.
Wait a minute.
He's a pro.
Okay.
But here's lock a question. But here's a question.
He's a pro.
Yes. Did he not have the best week of television last week?
It was great.
Why is ESPN putting Patrick Beverly on TV?
Exactly.
Why do we care about
because
we're talking about
actor that just told you he's an actor,
he's
so put him on TV.
He's on a tryout.
I mean, I would probably have to lean towards what Stanley's saying. It was great TV.
That's it.
Great. It was great the way he was calling out
in
Chris Paul.
In real life, if he ran up on a court and with those antics, somebody would lay him out. If it wasn't no cameras, no TVs, the way he act on the court,
okay,
somebody
would
lay him out.
He's still like, what, 6'3", 6'4"? He's not a tiny dude just because he looks tiny in the pros. Like, if you see him at pickup, he's the best player by far.
Depending on where you're at pickup.
Anywhere, by far, Stan.
I don't know that.
I don't know, Stan.
He's a starter in the NBA.
But are you telling me you haven't played against people that are better than Patrick Beverly? You haven't been in the gym where there's more than one person that's better than Patrick Beverly?
I'm not a Patrick Beverly fan, but let's not disrespect Patrick Beverly.
I don't know how good Patrick Beverly really is in real life. Because in the NBA, it's a little different.
It's different.
Listen, if we go to pick up right now and Patrick Beverly comes in, is he the best player in the gym?
No, I'm in the gym.
With the people
you
that we
guys
play with?
Are drunk.
I'm
in the
gym. No, with the people we play with.
Domino Lino?
Domino Lino, because cut these dudes off.
Domino Lino.
No, I'm saying if with the people that we know right now that we play with, yes, he's absolutely the best player in the gym.
For all those listening, this is why I'm here. I am the voice of reason. I have three delusional people.
Who
back in the day were pretty good at basketball.
I didn't say me though, Bobby. I'm saying that the people that we've played against in life, the Allen Iversons, the Steve Francis, the Michael Beasleys, like, he's not that.
Stan, it's that's on record that you say you have a better crossover than Allen Iverson.
My crossover was as good, if not
cut
better than the carry. The carry.
Stop.
Hold on, Bob. Okay. You're a real
on that watermelon Ciroc.
Hold on, real quick.
He on that watermelon Ciroc.
Hold on.
He on that Ciroc.
Hold on.
That Pete Diddy.
Just answer me this, Bobby. I just have one question.
Okay. Nice out here.
You, Steve. Hold on.
Steve is the only one that's not feeling nice.
I got one question.
Okay, go.
Bobby knows the game.
Talk to me.
Yes,
he knows the game.
Great. Yes.
I truly respect your
thank
knowledge
you so
of
much.
The game.
Appreciate that. I wish the administration would at high schools to give me a head coaching job.
Okay, now answer me this. Did Allen Iverson carry the ball when doing his famous crossover? Was it a carry?
Yes.
Yes. That ends it all for me. That ends it all. I didn't carry with my crossover. And I would put you from point A to point B, and they would not be close.
But Iverson would go A to Z.
Okay. With
that I'm just saying it was illegal.
Let me step in here. Let me step in here. With that being said, with that being Stanley.
Only defense.
Stanley.
Sam, but there's no video of your crossover either. Do we got tape?
Hey.
I can bring 20 people into this room that will attest to my crossover.
Tape.
Look, we're talking 1990 to 94 when it
there's no tape.
Okay.
VHS,
okay.
You can't even find a VHS
player. Okay. With that being said, yes, you can't find VHS that works anymore. With that being said, let's take a quick break, get back to this heated debate. Let me get my Diddy. And we're back, Love that Diddy. Love that Diddy.
What is he talking about?
That's what they call
it. That was definitely a Diddy.
They call it a Diddy.
Well, look, Steve, let me play it again.
Hey, one more time.
Coach can't go.
That's that Diddy.
Yes. Well, we're back. We're back. Thick as threes, we're here. Last segment, I just want to just throw out a couple of topics. We're just going to free flow. We don't really have it. This was kind of thrown upon me to lead, but I'm leading. So we're just going to throw it out here, a couple of things that we thought about. So we're all avid football fans. We love the NFL. It's starting to get warm, so the summertime's coming. So that means we're going to go to preseason and all that stuff. But a lot has happened since with the NBA, with the NFL draft. Our teams are starting to form. The Eagles are looking sweet this year. All right, we got, you know, Jalen Hurts is leading us. We got him a couple weapons, you know, a couple of receivers. You know what I mean? On the defense,
we picked up some players. NFC East co-host don't want to talk about your Eagles.
We're going to move on, but I'm just saying there's a lot of action happening in the NFL. So Stan, let's talk about the Cowboys. What are they going to do?
They're going to have a decent season. They're going to win the NFC East, and before the Commanders guy speaks and after the Eagles guy, let me just say this. We're still the cream of the crop of the NFC East. We're still the cream of the crop. Hold on, Phil, because this concerns you too.
Okay.
We're the cream of the crop of the NFC East. Okay? Steve's got one championship ever. Congratulations. And, you know, go get more.
We did it.
All right, moving on. The Commanders, we've beaten them consistently since our inception into the NFL or infusion into the NFL or whatever it was. I call it infusion because it was good for all of y'all, because y'all are a part of the Dallas Cowboys being in the NFC East. And Felton, you had your chance. You were in the NFC East. All three of us here can agree we loved it when we played the Cardinals. We loved it.
Not the new Cardinals.
The Phoenix Cardinals.
When y'all were Cardinals. I'm talking about the NFC East Cardinals. Because the Eagles love to see y'all on the schedule. Giants love to see you on the schedule.
Two wins.
Not the Cowboys loved to see you on the schedule. We had to get rid of you.
Cowboys are the worst team in the league.
You couldn't hold your place in the NFC East. So we're going to have a good year, Steve.
Steve.
Y'all got a wide receiver. You got a young quarterback. Bobby's got an old quarterback.
He's 28.
Whatever.
Who's your quarterback?
Carson Wentz,
baby. He was a lot younger when he was good.
Oh, your guy. Steve, how you feel about him?
He's been in the league long enough to be considered
old. We got Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts, exactly.
Terrible.
But no, how you feel about Wentz?
I'm glad he's gone. We won a Super Bowl with Nick Foles. Didn't need him. We got strong for Nick Foles.
Do you think you can win with Hurts?
Yes.
No chance.
Yes.
Zippy.
He's not.
He's played big time football all his life.
Yeah, he gets blown out in all his games.
Played big time football all his life. That means some pedigree.
Hey, the word on the street from them Arizona Cardinals is
Oh no, what are you laughing? They're doing a straw truck.
Can we talk about Dallas? All right, let's lock it. Let's lock it. Because Stan was talking about Dallas. Let's talk about Dallas.
No, before we get to Dallas, word on the street is I heard that the Arizona Cardinals is looking at Mayfield. I think Lucas texted me that.
For what exactly? Listen, they have Kyler. Kyler's coming back.
He's a little guy that is upset and thinks he is worth more than what they're really trying to give him. But
he'll get it.
Yeah. I hope so, but I just heard that's a thing that they're reached out to Mayfield.
I don't know why people are so against Mayfield. I don't think he's terrible, But right now he's in like a kind of he's plateau, I guess.
It's yeah,
like,
he's in a weird spot.
Because either teams have a young quarterback they want to at least see what they got, or they got a veteran, or some teams are trying to lose. So it doesn't make sense for him and Garoppolo that are kind of both just
weird spot.
Back to Dallas though. Did you hear the news where they said Dallas is so unhappy with their current football team that they want to add possibly a second football team in Dallas?
Ooh.
What is
that? Is true. That is that
is a rhetorical question or a real question?
This is
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I think it was the mayor of the city.
Yeah, the mayor
said we are the third biggest metropolitan whatever city or something,
mm-hmm.
and that they can have two football teams, and they want two football teams
Mayor's because an idiot.
Their first one is so bad that they want a second one.
Mm. Jerry Jones is not going to allow that to happen.
Never.
Jerry.
Never.
That's wild to me. But that'd be pretty crazy.
Mayor doesn't like the Cowboys.
It'd be like the Chargers. No one roots for the Chargers. It's all Rams. Yeah. Football, Commanders wasn't super excited with their draft. I do think Wentz is better than Taylor Heineke. I have no clue. I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of Riverboat Ron. Snyder, you know, he's...
I got a clue. They're going to be last.
Whoa.
Who?
Chalk it up.
I will bet you a gentleman's dollar that we are not last.
You think the Giants are going to be better than the Commanders?
Yes, bet it.
I'll bet it.
Bet
no
it.
Chance.
I got the Giants coming dead last.
Speaking of the Giants.
That's what we're talking Americans. About right now.
The NFC's Giants should trade Americans. For Baker Mayfield.
Bring that's Americans.
Who, no. I'm giving you 10 dimes. 10 dimes.
10 dimes?
Dollar.
Okay.
Huh?
Commanders will not finish
What's
last.
What's the bet?
$1 bet. We don't finish last. Gentleman's bet.
Like Duke and Mortimer.
All right. And we both bet you a dollar?
Oh, yeah. You think we're going last?
Huh? Yeah.
You think you're with
Steve. I'm with you.
Okay, cool.
No, I'm with you.
That's $2.
The Giants.
That you owe.
The Giants are coming in last. Then I'll bet you another dollar that I can predict the exact order of the NFC East.
All right, I'm in that.
Well, that's going to be wrong because you're going to pick Dallas and it's not going to beat them Eagles. All right,
let's go.
So bet the dollar.
Bet the dollar. Dollar's bet.
I got Cowboys, Eagles, Commanders, Giants.
I mean,
lock it.
I think AJ Brown is really good.
He is.
But why do you pay a wide receiver when you don't have a quarterback to throw him the ball?
We do have
a quarterback. No, I hear you. But I think as far as
you have number a one, runner I at quarterback, you have a runner.
That's not true.
Overall team, like
I don't believe that.
I'm with you. I like Wentz better than Heineke,
mm-hmm.
but I'm with him. I like Hurts and AJ Brown
mm-hmm.
over Wentz and.
You got to think.
McLaurin?
If you don't have...
Is it McLaurin?
McLaurin?
The wide receiver?
Scary Terry? Way better than
Scary Terry. AJ Brown. He's not going to be there.
He's way better than AJ Brown?
Yeah.
He's not going to be there.
He's healthy. Doesn't complain. Doesn't...
Hey.
But Hurst is going to be better for them than Wentz is for you.
Complaining gets things done.
Is having a photo shoot right now.
Yeah, I've been watching him.
This is ridiculous. I figure
he's doing something.
We're talking something he don't know.
He's going to use it for the podcast.
Well, let's move on to something that Cornell may know something about. We're
going
to talk about Stan's favorite athlete of all time.
First of all.
Tiger Woods.
Tiger
Woods has officially withdrawn from the PGA Championship today.
Oh, he quit?
He quit last night.
What a punk.
He quit last night.
A tournament?
He quit the PGA Championship last night.
Major championship.
All right, so let me know when he quits.
Last night he shot the worst.
I don't care that he quit a tournament.
Last night he shot the worst.
Major championship.
Last night he shot the worst he's ever shot in the PGA Championship. I think he shot a plus 12.
Damn.
He's struggling. But you got to think, but here's my question to you guys, and you guys can discuss.
All right.
Last year, he had a life-threatening car crash.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And in less than a calendar year, he's back
mm-hmm.
walking 72
mm-hmm.
holes
mm-hmm.
trying to compete at a very, very high level.
Mm-hmm.
And he's struggling with it. Should he just walk away?
From the game?
From the game.
Yeah.
Or should he... take some time, rehab, and really try to give it one last go.
Walk away from the game. I'm biased.
He's 46 years old. Should he just walk away?
Yeah, walk away.
What is? Do we know the numbers on the senior tour?
He can play seniors now.
No, he can't.
He can't play seniors at 46?
Seniors like 60 plus, I think.
No.
Yeah, producer looked that up.
I believe he can play in a senior tour. But my question is, He still has goals to set. He still can chase. He still can get Jack Nicklaus. He can still get majors. He can get
to the devil. He came back for payback, and it's too late.
Producer.
He got hit by. Producer. You going to tell me the age?
Hit me in the ear.
Uh-huh.
50. Yeah.
50. He got 4 years before.
Oh,
hey,
yeah, 4 years. Come back
when,
for that.
When he can, so you say? So Stan says, sit him down. Sit it down.
Yeah. No, he can't.
Golf club to the head, bro. He caught the golf club to the head. Then he caught a sycamore tree at 102 miles per hour. The man is done.
No, Tiger Woods is not done. He's Tiger done. Woods, what he? I think he's trying to get to that senior tour, but he's only playing majors because he's chasing Jack.
Yes.
Right? So I think Jack is at 19.
I think 20 maybe.
And Tiger right now is at 16, I believe. Mm-hmm. So Tiger's goal is, it's always been his goal, is to win.
That was before the golf club to the head and the sycamore at 100 miles per hour.
But Tiger Woods has plenty left.
No, he doesn't. He don't.
He has plenty left. No, he showed that when he won the Masters.
When did he win the Masters?
2 years ago.
Before the car accident?
Before the car accident.
Yep.
That's your point?
Yeah. He wrapped around the tree, bro.
I understand, but he's still out there playing competitive golf.
It's golf, bro. He's still not that good. He's not that good anymore. He's not that good anymore. He was great.
He's the best player that's ever walked the greens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he has
Michael
plenty
Jordan
left.
Is the best player that ever played the game.
Okay.
But it came a point in time when he had to let it go. When he came to the Wizards, he wasn't the best player anymore. He just wasn't.
He's the best player in the world.
I kind of feel okay, like
okay, but he
still
wasn't the
best
player in the world. He wasn't the best player to ever walk through the gym. Because Tiger was the best player to ever step on the greens.
Tiger has,
but he has
15,
come to that point.
He has 15 majors right now.
Yeah.
He's chasing Jack Nicklaus.
Has 18.
He's going to be
has
chasing 18. Forever, bro. Because it's not
got
coming
three,
back.
4 years?
I think Tiger
hey, hold on. Hold on for a second. Hold on for a second. I don't know if this is appropriate. I don't know if this is going to play.
Yeah, we got a soundbite?
Should you have rehearsed this maybe then?
No. Yeah. Who cares? This is... This has nothing to do with Tiger.
Sorry for those listening.
Hey, but this has everything to do with Michael Jordan and LeBron James. I think I sent this TikTok to Steve. So the guy asked him, who's the GOAT, LeBron or Jordan? Let's see if this is going to play, and let's see. Take a listen.
This might be a new segment.
Hold on.
This might be a new segment.
Hold on. Let me see if I can get
the funniest TikTok of the week.
I like it.
TikTok of the week.
So what I'm seeing, a frat boy in a polo being interviewed. That's all I see so far.
All right, hold on. You ready? Here we go.
We're still waiting.
Hold on.
Okay, you're at a girl's house 10 times. You smash 4. You go to a girl's house 6 times. You smash her 6 times. Who's the fucking goat? That makes sense. Yeah. Like, I actually understand that more. I mean, that's what I mean, dude. It's not even a debate.
Yeah, but is she a big girl? I mean, what are we talking about though? Like,
doesn't
quality
matter.
Over quantity?
Quality
like,
in the girl count.
But that might be what he
she
likes.
She had no legs.
That like, might I mean, be what he likes hey, though.
That shit right there was great.
That's my hey, TikTok that of the week.
TikTok of the week.
Let's get back on track. Let's get back on track.
All right, Tiger. I think Tiger.
He go to a girl's house. He smash.
For the sport of golf and for entertainment, Tiger should keep playing because when Tiger
Absolutely.
Plays, people turn it on. And that's 100%. Good for golf.
100%.
I think golf is a sport where Tiger could have tons of horrible rounds, but there might be one weekend where he can get it together and you know, have the Tiger magic. The problem with Tiger is that because he was so good, he holds himself to a ridiculous standard that I don't know if he can deal with rounds like he did this weekend where he shot like a 79 where like he's like a bottom five guy and that's just not what we want to remember, but I'm not sure it's gonna be like that all the time. So I want Tiger to keep going. I'm not a huge golf guy, but if Tiger's playing, I'm like, let's see what Tiger's about.
If Tiger's playing, I'm definitely watching. I'm with Coach Terry. Tiger, keep playing. Who yep. cares what Stanley says? He doesn't know shit.
Okay.
He can't even play golf. His clubs are in the garage, and they haven't even touched his hands in 3-4 years.
Like Jesus. Okay. And with that, we'll be right back to close up shop. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back.
Hey, Felton, ain't nobody fucking with him.
Right? Like that.
Yeah, and we are back. Thickest Threes, we're getting ready to close up shop, man. Before we go, since I'm hosting, I had a little thing that I thought of while I'm sitting here. So, since you guys know, I pretty much hate everything that you guys love. So, I want to give you something that I love. And today, things that I love comes from Mr. Kevin Hart himself, this Gran Camino tequila. Man.
Mino Lino.
Free sponsorship? We're getting out free ads.
Listen, hopefully they
Bobby and I are both against this.
I apologize. Not. I mean, this is my first time doing this, so you know, I don't mind giving out a free plug to someone.
If you're gonna plug somebody, plug Grandstand Lighting.
But this is a
not Kevin Hart.
Keep going, Steve.
But who knew?
Get the Grandstand Light after the Mino Lino because they got real money.
But
this Grandstand ain't got no money for
this. Gran Camino is a very good tequila. If you have an opportunity to get your hands on a bottle, I would definitely do that. It has been flowing here tonight. So
flowing.
We are enjoying it. It's a good drink. So go out and get you some. Before we go, we'll pass it on over here to my man Bobby Terry. He has our last word to close us
before
out.
Before we do that though, Steve, okay. I gotta jump in for a second.
Okay.
Make sure you close the show out. Make sure people know where they can find us on social media and all the other things like that before we go.
Okay, first off, when you're the co-pilot, you let the pilot lead. So okay. I had it set up.
About to run you into an iceberg.
I had it set up.
But you don't know.
I had it set up.
As the co-pilot, normally the pilot, you don't
know. I know.
So on that tequila, like Kevin Hart said, that Mino Lino.
Yeah. So here's what
all
I need to do.
The co-pilot.
So let's go. So back to what I was saying.
Hang in
let's
there.
Let's go to Coach Bobby Terry for our last word.
Hold on for a second, Coach Terry.
Yes, sir.
Let the people know that you're drinking out of the $150 bottle. Stanley, I got another one of them.
Blanton's, baby.
It's too brown for me.
Hey, listen, he's drinking out that bottle. He's been on that
the
bottle
dark
all
liquor.
Night. All right, Steve, my bad. Go. Steve, my bad.
One last time before we get interrupted by this Mino Lino.
I'm done.
Sponsorship. We're going to go right over to Bobby Terry for our last word.
To all the listeners out there, I'm going through something that I think a lot of people are going through right now. So I just want you to know I feel your pain. There's two things that are ever eluding me in my life. I'm trying to be an adult. So me and my lovely wife, again, we are having a little person in December. But we cannot seem to buy a house. The housing market right now is absolutely insane. So for those who are also struggling, hold on, hold in there. We have lost out on 12 offers, which is a ridiculous amount if you are trying to purchase a house. Just stay strong. It's elusive. It's tough. We're not about all these appraisal gaps and all the nonsense. We're often 50 over. Just can't get it done. So it happens. Second one, maybe worse than the housing market, which me and my friend Mr. Miles, the leader, probably the best leader we've ever had here at Thick as Threes. Find us on Spotify, Anchor, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. a high school head basketball coaching job for boys. Again, eluding me. I've lost out on two interviews this year so far. I do have one possibly coming up. Keep that under wraps. And it's tough. You just don't know what they're looking for. Half the time you go in there, I'm pretty sure they already know who they're hiring. So I feel like I'm the reverse Rooney Rule, which is not a good feeling. Before it was, you had to be a teacher. I'm a teacher. Now you got to be a former Division I player. I'm out on that. Got to be an AAU coach. Out on that. But you know what? I'm going to keep grinding away. Because I got 15 years of doing this. I love to do it. And I've learned from the best. And I've worked with the best. So for those out there, if you're struggling with something, you know, keep pushing through. Push through. We'll make it.
Love it.
Love it. That's a great message. So before we close out, let's go. Make sure you guys follow us on all social media. Again, like we said, IG, Twitter, TikTok at ThickestThrees. With that being said, last before we go, shout out to my son, Peyton Miles. Just has 11th birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday, Peyton.
Happy birthday, Peyton. Lovely. And with that, we're out.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, start now? Start over.
Two takes, Steve.
Two takes. Here's what he did, though.